When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Sometimes you feel like a little... That means that it is not illegal. Sometimes you don't. Tear down this wall. Here's Johnny. Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot JR.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one gold cheese. The Chicago Blackhawks with the
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning once again, Mr. Roger Vanish.
Morning again. How are you? David Plyer. Yes, how are you? It's not Dave. Dave Schwann.
Yes.
It's not Dave and Dave.
It is not Dave and Dave. this morning it is. Mr. Schwanny will be with Dean at Tree Time this morning, which is a lot of fun.
I want to hear him sing the theme, the slogan. Tree time, tree. They all should get together and like harmonize.
I don't think they should.
No,
I don't think they should. I think we should leave that to the professionals.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So let me give you a few little. I've got some pop culture ones, but I've got a lot of older ones too. St. Peter's Basilica in 1626 was consecrated, replaced an earlier basilica that was 1926. 1800, Congress held its first session in Washington, D.C. in the incompleted Capitol Building.
Wow.
And now they just walk away from the completed Capitol building with incomplete business.
There you go.
Being taken
care of. Completed the business in the incomplete, and now they are incomplete. I'm confused. Go ahead.
1863, and I don't have a tape of this. Lincoln delivers his address in Gettysburg 67 years ago. And, of course, that was his carefully crafted address, secondary to other things that happened on that day, came to be regarded as one of the greatest speeches in American history.
And if I remember my research on this some time ago, there are either three or four actual either original copies or a copy he made of the original, and some of them have different wording.
Yeah, which is weird. So it must have been just different versions of his speech.
There's a lot of detail on those versions that exist or existed, and all not the narrative from him, but from the people he gave them to.
And it was 2 minutes. The speech was only 2 minutes long.
People should learn nowadays.
Reiterating the principles of human equality, proclaimed the Civil War as a struggle for the preservation of the Union, new birth of freedom that would bring true equality to all citizens. And he also defines the Civil War as a struggle not only for the Union, but for the principle of human equality. That's what it was all about.
Yeah.
1894, the first newspaper that had a Sunday color comic section in the U.S. It was called The Yellow Kid, The Cats and Jammer Kids, and The Happy Hooligan, which I believe was your nickname in high school, wasn't it?
It certainly was. That's why I was in the principal's office all the time. Hey, it's Happy Hooligan.
It's Happy Hooligan.
But actually, The Cats and Jammer Kids, I loved reading those.
Yeah, that went on for decades, obviously.
The Tribune carried it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. 1916, Samuel Goldwyn and Edgar Selwyn established Goldwyn Pictures, which the company later became one of the most successful independent filmmakers of all time. In 1921... President Harding signs the Willis Campbell Act. It was an
What you talking about, Willis?
It was an anti-beer bill forbidding doctors prescribing beer or liquor for medicinal purposes.
Oh, really?
Still to this day, you hear people say, "Have a little bourbon." You know,
my doctor, If he's not taking care of you, you know what he has on the
What's
shelves
that?
In his office?
Mm-hmm.
Every bourbon that's ever been made in the world.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I always go in and take a shot. And
take
he comes
a shot.
Back and he says, there's nothing wrong with
and
you.
And see, look at you. Yeah, I bet he does. 1926, today the Blackhawks played their first game ever in 1926. And they beat Toronto 4-1 in that first game.
Wow. One of the original sets.
Yeah. Do you remember the first Christmas party I was ever at here at WGN Radio? We did it on the ice at the United Center.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the most thrilling moments, being able to skate on the ice down there. My kids, too.
Now, I was at the stadium for a game. My dad brought us my very first hockey game. We used to watch it on Channel 9 all the time in black and white.
Okay.
And my very first hockey game, I swear, the seats were so steep, I thought I was going to fall all the way down to the ice.
Wow.
We were all the way at the top, but it was awesome.
1928, the first issue of Time Magazine. Who was on the cover?
Wow. 1928. 28, Einstein?
Japanese Emperor Hirohito was on the cover. Of that, exactly.
Interesting.
1947, Meet the Press made its network debut on NBC, and here is, that's the original theme, and actually, you know, the desk of the, who was it, Tim Russert days is at the Broadcast Museum.
That's why I remember you telling
me. The whole set is there. But here is a clip, in the early days of Eleanor Roosevelt, this is 1956, on why she never had any respect for Richard Nixon in 1956. Let's take a listen.
Will you tell us how you feel about Mr. Nixon running as he is for vice president?
Yes, I know how I feel personally. But I know that what I feel personally is probably a feeling that might not be shared by other people. I'm told that Mr. Nixon is a very fine young man by many Republican people whom I know, particularly young people, and that he is matured and grown. In many ways. I happen to remember very clearly his campaign for the senatorship. I had no respect for the way in which he accused Helen Hayden Douglas of being a communist, because he knew that was how he would be elected. And I have no respect for the kind of character that takes advantage and does something they know is not true.
Oh, listen to that. Boy.
Wow.
Bold, huh?
Well, she was known for her forthright.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. The Rifleman. So let's talk about this guy.
Yeah.
Former Cubs first baseman and future star of TV's Rifleman, Chuck Connors, is first player to oppose the Major League Draft. Did you know that he was a Cubs player?
Yeah, I know. Sure.
No idea.
You did know? Yeah.
That's a little Rifleman.
Love this show.
Yeah. It's actually, I think, I don't want to throw this out there, but I think MeTV still airs
it. Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
I think it's one of their top shows on the network. Next to Spenguly,
of course. It's part of their Western, I think it's Saturday or Sunday. They have about six shows.
It's on every day, Western. I think. I think it's on every day.
All right. Yeah.
All right, 1963, Bell Telephone introduces the push button telephone. Also, around that time, WABC fires Alan Freed over the payola scandal. Freed's career ended when it was shown that he accepted payments from record companies to play specific records. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. I was in the music industry. And Billboard magazine, their rankings were never done by sales until I think the late 80s. And they would call me as a music store, you know, retail manager, and they'd say, where do you see the new Police album? Would you say top 10, top 5, top 3? I'd say top 3.
Yeah.
Great. You know what? We'll get you some tickets to the show when blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, that was still going on. I got to tell you right now. When the magazines would call up.
And you know what that also led to?
What's that?
That led to a federal law.
Oh, yeah.
By the FCC.
Yeah.
Of payola.
Yeah.
And it is, quote, I'm doing air quotes on radio.
Yeah, I see it.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it is illegal.
Yeah.
But I remember that's exactly. So when I saw the Billboard charts switch the week that they were done doing it, kind of just by phone calls to actual sales, everything shifted by 20 points, and some of them were off the chart completely.
Yeah.
1963, of course, this week, JFK was assassinated. Yeah. Here is the famous Walter Cronkite news break of that announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
And that's where he catches himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to break down, but he's Walter Cronkite.
Vice President Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
And he had broken in prior during a soap opera and said he wasn't dead at that point.
Right. Yeah. That this was, and I lived through that. Oh my gosh, the word we got that he had died, I was sitting in the library. It was our class's library time at Oakton Grade School in Evanston. And the librarian told us, and it was just silence.
I bet.
Nobody knew what to do. We were in total shock.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we were sent home. And that's one, the space shots were a big deal of getting me in the news. But that incident, that event, is what made me want to be where things were happening. And we just glued to the TV.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet America was. America was. 1968, Beatles release the Beatles' White Album, their only double album. 77, Walter Payton rushed for an NFL record of 275 yards. 1980, CBS bands Calvin Klein Jean ads featuring Brooke Shields. She was very young at the time, and it was deemed too sexual for television.
Yeah.
Also, that's the same year. Who shot JR? Remember?
My God, ratings juggernaut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I think the season ended like in March or April of that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on every cover, and that's all people talked about for 6-7 months. Okay. Here is Who Shot JR.
To the office that night with J.R.'s gun.
It was you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R. Then the next morning while I was showering, you hid the gun in the closet. You think you've got it all figured out.
Get me the police.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, JR. Not unless you want your child born in prison. Now, wouldn't that be a scandal? Jock Ewing's grandson. Jail baby. I think I'll write my memoirs there.
You're bluffing.
Call Dr. Gibson. I saw him yesterday. He'll tell you.
All right, so that's it. Who shot JR? Yeah, exactly. And, of course, 1998, the Lewinsky scandal. The United States House of Representatives Judiciary Committee began impeachment hearings against U.S. President Clinton. She made a real mess.
Yeah. Well, he did. And again, this was, another investigation that was going in one direction and started spreading out in other directions. And it just, this is what it keeps getting. Why does it keep getting repeated?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But, last week we had a guest on who was talking about Trump and that all the sexual harassment stuff.
Right.
Let's remember the guy who really made an impact doing this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But here's where he lies about it and then says he did do it. Let's take a listen.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
Yeah, he's angry.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
Okay.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
All right, whatever you say. Ooh.
Actions, both public and private.
Oh, you did do it?
And that is why I'm speaking to you tonight.
Hmm.
As you know, in a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information.
What a piece of crap.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate.
Yeah.
Not appropriate, but it wasn't
wrong.
sex.
Oh, it was wrong. It was wrong. Nice of you to... Took an intern. You want to... Ugh, just makes me sick.